Blog Talk Radio.
God bless everyone. We thank you for coming on the show tonight. Thank you for viewing us live through Periscope. We're just excited tonight. We have a hot topic tonight, and people are going to call in about this because everybody has their own views about this. We're talking about what should we wear to church. You know, sometimes people have these stipulations on, okay, what should you wear to church and this and that. You know, back in the old days, I know they used to have the women to wear the little dollies on their head. And then on top of that, they also used to, wear the long, long dresses and stuff. And some people still wear, long dresses, not as long as they used to. But, I know some people get offended by that. Because they say, well, you shouldn't do this or you shouldn't do that. And they used to have all the time, well, you shouldn't wear makeup, you shouldn't wear eyeliner, you shouldn't wear earrings, you shouldn't wear, if you're wearing a ring, it should be your marriage ring. Have anybody ever went through that or heard this? I know I'm not the only one that heard this before. And certain churches, some churches still operate like that. And I'm not here to judge how people operate their church, but I'm just putting a question out there. What should we wear to church? Does it matter what we wear? I'm not saying that we come in the nude. Now, we shouldn't do that. Everybody knows that, right? We shouldn't come in the nude. But what should we wear to church? Come on, we're live. I'm Rashawn Smith. I thank everybody for tuning in live on the air. I also thank for everybody viewing me live on Periscope. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, let them know we're online, that we're on the air, and we're also, live. Just give me your comments. What do you think? What you think about people wearing church clothes? I mean, is it okay? I mean, what do we call church clothes, really? Is it, like, say, for instance, if the man come to church and he has on jeans and some have on suits, what do you think about that? I just want to hear your comments because a lot of people always ask this question. I think we shouldn't judge people. We were talking last night about that, on the air. We shouldn't even judge people, let God do it for them. But, hey, everybody is different. Everybody does everything different. I'm getting a lot of comments off Periscope. The people on the air, we're going to put you on the air. I thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We're on here every night at 6 p.m. We have different topics. Friday, you don't want to miss it. I got a special guest, Evangelist Mitchell, will be on here talking about her new book. You don't want to miss her topic. Her on here Friday talking about her book because it's going to be awesome. We got some more guests. We got Apostle Bates coming on here on the 25th. Praise God. We got quite a few guests coming on here, so you got to tune in. You don't want to miss a day of this. I'm telling you. And you can also meet us at 6 a.m. We're on the secular station. We're on the secular station on Fridays only on the secular station. We will be praying for people on the Oldies But Goodies station. So you don't want to miss us. God is really moving. But what do you think? I just want to talk to a caller on the air. Everybody live on Periscope, they telling me there's nothing wrong with people wearing jeans. There's nothing wrong. People need to stop stereotyping, people, and stop worrying about their their exterior and start worrying about their interior. So you need to let me know. Periscope, you are blowing up. Everybody's on Periscope. I'm going to see if a caller on here want to give me an answer on that, because I just want to know, why is it that we always have this stigma that, what if you get a person that's coming off the streets and they don't know church etiquette, they was never raised in a church, they don't know anything about anybody, they don't know how a church is, and even if they was in church, what if they was in a different organization, what if they was Methodist, what if they was Church of Christ or Church of God in Christ, or what if they're a Church of God, or what if they're apostolic faith, what if they was Baptist, what if they were full gospel, what if they was Catholic, and they come, or Jehovah's Witnesses, what if they come from a different background, and they are learning what your faith is, and then you automatically condemn them. And in that particular faith, they may not cover up. They may not wear certain things. The men may come in there with their scullies on. The men may come in there with a suit. What if they come from a different place, and then they come to you as a pastor, a sister, evangelist, or whatever. They come to your organization, and then, therefore, you want to put all this. I know back in the day when I got saved, which was back in the 90s, I remember, you know, one of the little saintly mothers, they would come up and they would get a little cloth and put it on my legs because I didn't wear church, quote, what we call church clothes. So, you know, I had my club attire on, and they came and put a little cloth on me. I didn't get offended because I do know a little bit about church because my mom did raise me up in church, but I still know that it's some people, they don't know nothing about that, and they do get offended, and they will walk away. They be like, oh, these people are just too much. They're just going, they're doing too much. I mean, I have seen them in some churches, you know, they be in the pulpit, and they skirts be really extremely tight, you know, how we used to wear it in the club. But, hey, who am I to judge them? But I just want to know. Periscope is letting me know. Now, everybody that's listening to me live on the air, you got to let me know, because I'm live on Periscope, and they're blowing up. They're telling me it doesn't matter about that. But, hey, let's see what you say live. And if you want to talk, hallelujah. Caller, you on the air. Let me know exactly, how do you feel about people wearing certain things to church? How do you feel about that?
Well,
caller, you on the air.
Yes, how you doing?
All right.
Can you hear me? How
yes,
you doing?
I can.
This is Evangelist Mitchell. How you doing? Well, I feel kind of like with how you felt. I was raised up in the Pentecostal background, and as you know, it's a very strong background where we had to wear long dresses and prayer cloths on our head, and we wasn't allowed to come in church with pants on when I was coming up. And they said that you couldn't come in church with something that was pertaining to a man, which I didn't understand exactly when I was 8 and 9 years old. But as I get older today, I understand a little bit more about the dress code of church. The Bible says, come as you are. And I know he's talking about when you first come, but he's not talking about clothes. He's talking about bring your heart. God is nowhere biblical where God is saying you can't wear this in the church. You can't wear that. Of course, anybody that know you should be appropriate in God's house, you don't come in there with, clothes that's exposed and where you're trying to attract men or whatever, you know, because we know the flesh is weak. So you should come appropriate, but nobody, I don't feel that people should be turning their nose up because somebody have on pants. You never know. Maybe they don't own a dress. Maybe they don't, they just not comfortable wearing dress, but it's not about their clothes. It's because I've seen people that wear clothes all down, they, you know, their foot, and they have long dresses on, but they still not living anything. They're still fornicating, doing everything the world do. So I don't think it's about your clothes. I think it's about your heart. If your heart is in the right place, clothes should not matter what somebody have on when they come to church. Because I feel like, you know, we come to church to get our deliverance. We come to church to hear the word. And, you know, I believe that when by the time we hear the word of God, that word will convict you what to wear. You know, you know, right. Some people don't wear earrings. Some people wear earrings. You know, I myself, I don't wear a lot of earrings, not because I feel I'm going to hell. No, I just feel the Lord just told me, you know, to not wear it. That's all. And that's not for everybody. Now, some people may feel comfortable with that. But, you know, what's for me is not always for you. And what's for you is not always for me. So that's my belief on clothes. But I believe that we all should come as we are.
God bless you. Thank you so much for that, Evangelist Mitchell. And please look for her to be on here live Friday. She will be talking about her new book, her new release that's coming out. You don't want to miss it. Periscope, you want to tune in because she will be on here talking about it. She is an artist that can really sing. You know, you have some gospel artists, they cannot sing, but she can really sing. So you want to listen to Evangelist Mitchell. She'll be on here Friday. Thank you for that comment, Evangelist Mitchell. Let's see if we get another caller on here and see what they say. You know, we talking about tonight, what should you wear to church? And Evangelist Mitchell, she touched on a big thing when she was saying that, you know, some people, they have a, she was raised in a holiness. And, you know, the Bible says holiness is right. You know, without holiness, no man can see God. And, you know, and some people was taught like that. She says God, you know, with her, she don't wear earrings, but she don't condemn anyone for that. And we thank God for that because we know some people, you know, when people come to church with makeup and pants, and, you know, people look at them like, really, really? Now, me, I'm going to tell you like this. I wear earrings, but a lot of stuff I used to wear, I know I don't wear anymore because some stuff I used to wear was a little tightish, you know, around the hip area, and I just don't do it like that. Matter of fact, my family, everybody calls me old. They say I dress old. I dress really, really old. I guess when I really started getting into the Lord, I guess I did start going a little old school, but all my family tell me I dress old and I have no fashion. So, but that's okay. Because I like the way I dress. I love the way I dress. I got to feel comfortable in, you know how they say you got to feel comfortable in your own skin. You can't worry about how somebody else feels. If I actually dress the way some of my family members tell me to dress, I know I ain't going to feel comfortable. I'll give you an example. My daughter, she bought me three nice dresses. They was nice for people that wear those type of dresses. They was not nice for me. I felt like I was in a straight jacket. You know, and somebody else may wear something like that to church, but it just was not feeling comfortable on me. I just didn't feel comfortable. If I didn't feel comfortable in the house, I know I would have never felt comfortable at church. So, therefore, I did not, you know, take the dresses. Now, did I say, well, hey, you know, nobody should be, you know, if you call yourself a Christian, you shouldn't be wearing those dresses. I'm not saying that because at the end of the day, people wear what they feel they can wear. And you have some women, they go to church and they're big busted and their bust shows. I don't condemn them. I'm not a condemning person, but I do know some. They'll give them a quick cloth if they're in a Pentecostal church. They're going to give you something to cover that up. They definitely ain't going to let you be on the front row with all that hanging out. I can tell you that right now. I've been in many Pentecostal churches, preached in Pentecostal churches. They're not going to allow that. But you can go to, you actually may go to, a Baptist church that may not have a problem with that. But at the same time, you definitely shouldn't judge people. But we're going to hear from another caller. I'm going to hear from another caller. See what a caller wants. Periscope, you wanna get in on this, Periscope. You want to let me know. Let me know how you feel about the way people dress. Caller, you on the air. This is Rashawn. Let me know, what do you think about people attire when they wear it to church? Caller, you on the air? I hear somebody, but I don't know. Caller, can you hear me? You're going to go to the next one. Hallelujah. But anyhow, they must didn't hear me. But at the end of the day, what people wear, it does not confirm who they are as an individual. I go to plenty, even at my own personal church at Breath of Life Ministries, we wear pants. My first lady wear pants. I wear pants sometimes. Other people wear pants. It's, to me, it all has to do with what you wear sometimes, as long as it's not tight. You know, I don't have a problem with pants. I have it when it's just excruciating tight, and you know they tight. You know they tight when you put them on, when you just feel like you about to suffocate yourself and you got to catch it. You don't breathe properly. You catch your breath because you know your pants is too tight. Now, that, I don't think that's appropriate. I mean, you have to wear appropriate attire to church. It's just like going to the, okay, if we go to the beach, if we're going to the beach, I'm not going to go to the beach with no skirt on and no full long sleeve shirt. I'm going to the beach in my bathing suit, but I'm at the beach. That's appropriate attire. So I'm going to have on my bathing suit, you know. But who you know go to the beach with a suit on? Not many people. If they're on the beach with a suit on, they probably get married. But most people don't go to the hot beach, especially hot beaches in Florida, with a suit on. But it's the same thing in God's house. You shouldn't come with certain attire. I mean, certain things are for certain venues. Some people, when they go out to the club, they have on that, you know, whatever, whatever. But at the same time, it's up to you as an individual what you wear and how you wear it. You shouldn't worry about somebody else. You should just worry about you. You should worry about you and not put people, you know, put them down for what they do. Don't put people down for what they do. You know, let's see what another caller says. Caller, you on the air. What do you think about people in their church attire, wearing a church attire? I guess I couldn't get that caller either. Hallelujah. We're going to keep going down the line. People are calling in now, and I thank God for everybody that's coming on here. I'm Rashawn Smith. This show is on every night at 6 o'clock. I thank everybody for calling in. This is a show that we talk back to each other, and we just really go in depth to, you know, things that most people don't talk about. And sometimes the reason they don't talk about it is because they don't want to, quote, offend anybody. But I think we need to stop worrying about the petty stuff. To me, that's petty. When you're sitting up there worrying about what somebody's wearing, when you're sitting up there worrying about all these, I wonder if she ain't got a sleeveless shirt on. Did she shave, or is he really going to wear that tank top to church? If he does, that's his business. What you need to be doing is focusing on God and praying for those individual souls, not sitting there taking time out to worry about the exterior. Because at the end of the day, God is only worried about the interior. Yes, eventually, if they hang around you long enough, trust me, if a person hang around long enough, they will change. They will change. It's just like your children. Your children knew you ever since they was babies. And one thing about children, they're gonna demonstrate what they was raised with. Most children have their mother's and father's DNA. They act similar either to the mother or the father, whether it's the way they dress, the way they talk. Just like me, all three of my kids, I know for a fact, they got a look. My son, he mostly acts like me. My son acts like me. My daughter, one of my daughters, she's comical, just like her mom. And then my other daughter, she had that whatever attitude, you know. And that's me sometimes. I'm like, I ain't got time. But one thing about God, he don't never change. He don't never change. He love you in spite of. He love you even when people talk about you. If they come to your church with stilettos, so what? If they come to your church and they don't have no stockings on, maybe they hot. So what? It's not they not going to hell because they're not wearing stockings. I know a lot of you mothers, I'm not going to get no amens on that. I know a lot of people ain't going to tune in my show no more. But they not going to hell because they don't have on stockings. I wear stockings, but that don't mean everybody want to wear stockings. That don't mean everybody want to be like that. You know, everybody, you got to feel comfortable. When you go to God's house, you should feel comfortable. Now, I'm not saying come in there with any and everything. Don't get me wrong. Please, please, ma'am, sir, pastor, bishop, apostle, everybody that's tuning in tonight, please, please, don't think I want you to come in there any kind of way. No, I'm not saying that. Well, what I am saying, the ones that are coming off the street that don't know church etiquette, that don't know anything about the household of faith, let me put it that way, we should not condemn them. Because one thing about it, God said he will do it. He will do it. He don't need us to do his job. And I think that's where we get in. People want to do God's job. They want to take over his job. I don't want to take over his job because his job is too big for me. I can't do his job. I know for me, it took God to change me, because when I really was ready to stop wearing certain stuff, I just threw all my, I didn't even give my stuff away. I just threw it all away in the dumpster in Florida. I just threw it all in the trash. And, you know, it was okay with me. It was well being with my soul. But some people, you know, you steady trying to nitpick with them on why you got that split on. I remember back in the day, and maybe Evangelist Mitchell and some of you others, you remember back in the day you weren't even allowed to wear no splits in your skirt. And if you did, some of them saintly mothers would sew that split up. They'll sew it up so nicely. You'll see the split, but the split would never come over because it's sewed up. But, you know, that's just some people, you know. But let me hear some callers. Callers, let me know what you're thinking, how you feel. What do you think about wearing church attire? Should we do it? Should we not do it? Should we just leave people alone? Should we just pray for them? You know, even say, for instance, if you got somebody and they really love the Lord, and that's all they got, but they really, really love the Lord and they want to work on an auxiliary, and then you get somebody that's in the church. I know a lot of these churches got what they call trustees, and you get people that are trustees, and the thing is, these trustees, they actually, you know she, he, they can't work on this auxiliary until they change what they wear. But what if they don't have no money? That's the thing. What if they don't have any money? What if they actually come in with everything they got? What if they don't make that much money? What if they make $10,000 a year? That's not a lot of money. What if they don't have anything to wear but what they're coming with, and they're coming to be a servant of the Most High God? Okay, just say, for instance, oh, they can't be in the pulpit. Okay, if you say so. But at the same time, what if they just want to, you know, work on hospitality? If you feel that way, why don't you go buy them something nice? Or why don't you give them some money and say, hey, you know, I'll take you shopping. If you know the woman is heavy busted, get her a nice shirt, a blouse or something to make her feel comfortable. But don't sit and be critical of her because of what she's wearing or if her shoes are leaning over. You got about 100 pair of shoes. You really don't even need them anyhow. Stop buying all that stuff that you know you can't wear. You ain't got over 2 feet. Help somebody else. Be a help to somebody else. Don't always be critical of people. Help them along the way, because I think sometimes we be so critical of people, and that's what deters people from coming to church. It really does. It deters people from even, you know, the old saying used to be saying, oh, you know, most church people, they going to hell anyhow. You know, that's the old saying. That's what I used to hear. I don't know about y'all, but that's what I used to hear out there in them streets. Most church people going to hell because they're the main ones that are hypocrites. And the Bible speaks about hypocrites. You can't be a hypocrite unless you're in the church anyhow. So that's biblical. You know, read your Bible. That's biblical. You can't be a hypocrite unless you're in the church anyhow. You know, so therefore, I think, even in these days in 2016, because God is going to put an influx of younger people. God is going to put an influx of women and men that I want to call on his name, that they want to travail before him. And we can't sit up there and be critical of them and talk about because they're wearing, the men, they're wearing jeans or they're wearing a T-shirt. Get that man wearing them jeans and T-shirt. If it's too tight, take the man aside. Don't try to correct someone in front of someone. That's the worst thing you could do to an individual. Try to correct people in front of other people and act like it's all cool. It's not cool, because now you're really trying to shame-face somebody, you know, really make somebody feel bad. And people don't want to feel like that, because it really then not only are they new converts, you'll make them step in their flesh. You'll make them step out of what they believe in because of the way you're coming at them. And that's something that we, as the blood-washed redeemers, we really need to stop that. We really need to just let that go and stop and just pray for people. Take your hand off stuff. Leave people alone. If they wear nails and the nails, I remember my sister, she's gone on to be with the Lord, and I can put it on Facebook and show you the nails. It's true. It's true. Any of my family members that's listening, my sister, her nails were so long till they curled up under each other, and she went to church. I brought her to my pastor in Orlando, and, you know, when somebody's nails that long, you can't help but to see it. I mean, she didn't have one nail. She had 10 nails like that. All 10 fingers was curled up and long, and people was looking at her nails like, is that really your sister's nails? Yes. But you know one thing they did at my church in Orlando with Pastor Leonard? Shout out to Pastor Leonard down in Orlando off John Yon Parkway. What they did, they loved on her. They loved on her. They loved on her. They loved on her. And then it even brought her mother in. And that's what we got to do. We got to love on people and respect people. Respect people. But I thank everybody for being on this air. We're getting ready to get off in about 5 minutes. But I just want to say this. Evangelist Mitchell will be on here Friday. Tell your friend, your neighbor, your cousin, your uncle. She will be on here Friday. The woman is anointed. She's blessed. She's favored. And I'm telling you, she has something to say. So you want to listen in for Evangelist Mitchell. She can sing. I'm telling you, she can sing. You don't want her to hush because she sings so good. Everybody can't sing, but she sings real good. And she's very anointed with it. And God has blessed her in that avenue. And I really want you to come on to hear about her book. It's the title is awesome. And I just really want you to come on and listen to the woman of God, because God is really, God is really blessing her abundantly. And we're going to believe God for more. We're going to go ahead and pray before we get off here. Meet us here every night at 6 p.m. We're going to come on here. We got different topics that we talk about. We got different ones coming on. We're going to be live on Periscope, and we thank you. And even Monday night, if you need prayer, you got a prayer request, tune in every Monday night, Facebook, every social media, Instagram, all these different things out here now. Tune in every night at 8 o'clock, every Monday night, I'm going to be on the line at 8 o'clock, and we're going to be travailing and praying and interceding and believing God. And we ask God every day just to forgive us. We have daily repentance in our heart, mind, and soul. So we thank you so much. We're going to pray before we get out here. Father God, we just thank you for this topic. We hope, God, that it opens someone's ears, open their eyes, their mind, their soul to receive it, oh God. Father God, we even thank you, oh God, for everyone that came on the line, on the air with us tonight. We even thank you, oh God, for the ones that's looking at us live, that's live with us on Periscope. God, we ask you to bless them in Jesus' name. God bless you, and have a blessed night.
David said, I had fainted, lest I had believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And what we come to understand and know, that even when it doesn't look good, it works for the good. To all those that are called according to his purpose, help me say, it's all God. Everything goes.